Have you attempted talking with somebody who is glued to his or her cell phone the whole time? This always annoys me. Twitter can wait, can it? Look around. Everywhere, people are looking down at their smartphones. Our generation, known as millennials, is adept at technology, but that very mode has alienated us from the reality of interpersonal communication. Do they ever consider living in the moment? Technology nowadays causes a lack of communication in face-to-face situations, and social media creates an artificial reality for a majority of teens. It would be hypocritical for me to tell fellow teenagers to get off their phones because I myself am checking Snapchat stories and Instagram plenty of times throughout the day. Sure, smartphones have their benefits. They have now replaced cameras, computers, calculators, books, CDs, and newspapers into a small device, making things convenient. However, what really bothers me with this tech obsession is trying to have a conversation with someone who won't even look up. They communicate at a remove, which is harmful to the development of their character. Facial expression and body language are key components of human interaction. They are valuable but unattainable via text. Emoticons may be useful, but they are exaggerated, fake, and not representative of actual body language. Tone of voice, sarcasm, and other aspects of personal conversation are also lost when teens are constantly on their phones. Because teens are so attached to their phones and social media, they are often missing out on the real world and what's in front of them. Through social media, people are constantly scrolling through images of thin movie stars in swimsuits, hot actors at fancy parties, or even just friends being social. According to researchers at the University of Pittsburgh, social media has been seen to correlate with depression and feelings of inadequacy. It leads teens to feel bad about their own body and social life, and it also causes a lot of teens to feel the need to try and look a certain way. When teens feel like they are watching social interactions from a distance, yet not taking part of it themselves, they can feel alone and ostracized, thus feeling lonely. Cell phones make this constant need to compare and look at others in a destructive behavior that there is no escape from. Even during social interactions, people are constantly on their phones comparing whatever they are doing to others. They focus on how many likes a picture gets, how many friends someone else has, and they often equate their own self-worth with how these numbers compare to others. This brings a focus to quantity over quality, ending in a state of constant stress and comparison where nobody wins. Did you ever stop to think that being friended or followed and having actual friends are not the same thing? If you had a problem and needed someone to talk to, would you turn to your Twitter followers or would you turn to your friends and family? While cell phones are useful tools in many ways, such as quick communications and easy access to email and information, they should be reserved for that. They are a tool, not a person or a necessary thing for life. They should be treated as a tool and used only when needed. Not when in a social situation, in the classroom, or as a substitute for real-life friendship. I am not suggesting by any means that we get rid of smartphones or social media, but I am suggesting that we stop letting them run our lives and live in the moment. For Spot 127, this is Caroline Jackson-Smirk.